I want to welcome all the mothers today. How many mothers in the house? Raise your hand. Good to see you. We're here to honor you today with the message and also just to give out the gifts that we have. If you will, would you stand up? We've got a gift from the church to give you. Would you please stand up if you're a mother in the house? Give them a hand. We honor you today. We've got a little gift, a prayer journal for you and a coffee cup. So just God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you do. Right over here, guys. Did everyone get one? Anybody not get a gift? Well, we honor you today. You know, we're going to preach on motherhood today. The name of my message is something about mama. When you think about your mom, you think about the characteristics of God. There's so many things that are exemplified by your mother that really reflect God's heart. Don't you agree with that? They sacrifice their time. They sacrifice. They give. They're compassionate. They're merciful. And, you know, I believe that a lot of my heritage of what I am today comes from my mother. A lot of the attributes that I have as a personality comes from my mother. If you think about it, a lot of us in here, our spiritual heritage really is connected back to our mother and what they mean to us and how they exemplified their walk with the Lord. You know, Paul told Timothy, we'll start off, I'm just going to set the tone by saying this, in 2 Timothy 1:5, he said, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that it now lives in you also. There's something about a godly heritage that a mother that exemplifies Christ-likeness in her character and in her walk with the Lord, it's transferred to her children. And I want to honor the mothers today. And I want to just really focus today on just the heart of God and how mothers reflect the heart of God. I've known two mothers really well in my life. My mom, Carolyn Hornsby. Who went on to be with the Lord at the age of 44, about 22 years ago. I was a young man. And then Tanya. I'm amazed at the power of an influence of a mother. Even as a husband, it amazes me that my wife does what she does. Just a great woman. Both have been great women. And a lot of what I am today, I've been influenced by these two women. And I'm very thankful for that. You know, mothers reflect the heart of God. They're merciful. They're compassionate. They're compassionate and merciful to a fault sometimes. That's why kids need daddies too. Because daddies are a balance to the mercy of a mama. Daddies are judgment, mamas are mercy. And there's a balance somewhere that together we raise balanced children. Merciful, compassionate, super encouragers, right? I never met a mother who didn't believe in their children. I never met a mother who, when a child would say something negative, they say, no, that's not. You can do it. It's good to have moms that are merciful and compassionate and encouragers. And if anyone ever went the extra mile, it has to be mothers. Right? I mean, Tanya sometimes, it amazes me sometimes that she'll just, at the drop of a hat, just go do something for the kids. They need her now. And I'm like, what are you doing? Well, they need me. I got to, okay. And especially on a Saturday night, you see, I'm a pastor, so I'm geared myself towards Sunday morning. And Saturday night, something comes up, she's gone. It's gone. She had to bring Haley to the emergency room one night as Haley was in her pregnancy, and she just goes the extra mile. Mothers go the extra mile, don't they? It doesn't matter what they're doing. You know, when I think about a mother, I think about Luke chapter 15 where Jesus said, which one of you, having 100 sheep, doesn't leave the 99 and go after the one? The mothers are always focused on the one. They know, they have a feel and an understanding of what's going on in the house and who needs them the most. And at the drop of a hat, they'll leave everything to go take care of the one that needs them the most. They're about the one. That's the heart of Jesus, isn't it? You know, I want to just read and honor the mothers today. I want to read Proverbs 31. I think it's a very appropriate scripture. Proverbs 31, I'm going to read several verses, starting in verse 20. We all know this scripture, the scripture of a virtuous woman, but it really exemplifies what a mother's about, doesn't it? It said, a wife of noble character who can find, for her worth is far above rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. In other words, she's a shrewd business person. She gets up while it's still night, provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. They have unbelievable endurance. Isn't that true? In her hand, she holds the staff and grips the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the gate where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. Isn't that the truth that behind every good man, you've heard there's a good woman, but I say behind every good man, there's a better woman. Tanya's better than me. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom. And faithful instruction is on her tongue. Tanya's like that. Matter of fact, I don't like it when she's like that. How about you, men? Yesterday she was talking to me about something. She said, well, you shouldn't be like that. I'm like, well, I'm through talking. I've heard enough. Can't carry a conversation with a woman who's wiser than you, right? So I just opt out. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. That's the truth. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Can I just say something, men? That the culture of honor in your home for your wife and your children's mother must be established by you. You have to create a culture of honor in your home. What your children see you do is how they're going to treat you, your mother, or your wife. That's how they're going to treat them. You've got to establish that. Don't let them cross that line of disrespect, because she's a virtuous woman. Treat her in high esteem. Her husband also praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. What a great scripture. You know what? We might ought to post that on the refrigerator. We ought to, might should put it on a plaque and tell the kids every time they walk in the house, say, read that and live it. Amen? Look, Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, no man is poor who has a godly mother. Isn't that the truth? John 3:16. I think mothers exemplify John 3:16. Said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You know, loving and giving are synonymous. Love is not an emotion. Love is an action. And agape love, covenant love, the type of love that Jesus said, where God said that for God so loved, that word agape is a commitment love. And a mother gives a commitment love. It's a commitment love in that it acts. Love is not love without action, right? For God so loved the world. And thank God it didn't stop there. God loved the world. Yeah, great. But God loved the world so much that he went beyond just a feeling. And he moved into action. A mama who really loves, and all mamas who love, are mamas who act. Right? So moms exemplify what it means to have agape love. First thing I've learned about mothers, I've got four things I want to just talk to you about mothers today, is that mothers are protectors. We lived in Sunshine, Louisiana when I was growing up, in an old home right on the river. Right down from Baton Rouge, right down from Tiger Stadium, where the dynamic of power happens every Saturday night in the fall. Matter of fact, it was so close, when I went outside, I could hear the band playing in Tiger Stadium. Isn't that awesome? Anyway, not a part of my message. I'm getting off. Mothers are protectors. We had chickens. Remember that, Dad? And I knew this much. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. I knew that when the chickens had babies, don't you mess with the chickens. My brother Timmy. Because mama, you go around them, we call them biddies, the little yellow chickens, you know. I would watch the mama take those biddies, and you remember this, and just get them under her wings like that. And you get around her, she'd fluff them feathers up, and she would jump on you. You don't mess with a mama chicken's babies. Guess what? You don't. My mama was like that. My mama would defend me, boy. Somebody mess with me, you're gonna have to deal with Carolyn, dude. The wrath of Carolyn. You could have made a movie about that. That's the truth, isn't it? I remember this as a boy growing up talking about this, my mom. At baseball, we'd have a baseball game. I'd be like, at the end of the game, I'd be like, Mom, please stop. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? My mom was the loudest, and she'd want to fight somebody at the baseball game. I mean, really, she would want to fight somebody. She was something else. But mothers are protectors. Jesus reflected the heart. I think moms reflect the heart of Jesus. And Jesus, in Matthew 23:37, he spoke out of his heart. And he said, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those who sent you, how long have I longed to gather you as children together? As a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Jesus reflected the heart of a mother there. The second thing I've learned about mothers is that mothers love unconditionally. Listen, no matter what a child does in their life, mothers are never convinced anything other than greatness for their children. No matter what happens. Doesn't that reflect the heart of God? that no matter what happens, God still has a plan. God still believes. The prodigal son, what a great story that even that represents how a mother feels that when he came back, said, look, I'm no longer worthy. I've messed up to the point that I'm not even worthy to be called your son. But he couldn't even get that out of his mouth before the father said, wait a minute. Get the robe. Get the ring. Because my son was dead. Ready at the drop of a hat to forgive. Ready at the drop of a hat to restore. Ready at the drop of a hat to believe. That's how mamas are. That's why I get so undone when mothers, especially in our culture, how we can say abortion's okay. Because it's such a slap in the face to mothers. It's not okay. They love unconditionally. They epitomize what agape love is. I'm going to tell you this. Mothers do things because they're mothers that make absolutely no sense to daddies. When daddies want to throw in the towel and give up and write people off, mothers don't. Because that's the heart of a mother. They never give up on their children. Good to see you, Gerald. They go further, they stay longer, they believe more, they give more, they sacrifice to their own detriment. It's unconditional love. They exemplify what unconditional love is. Reminded again of that scripture of Luke 15 where Jesus said, how many of you having 100 sheep wouldn't leave the 99 to go after the one? Man, they are passionate about the one. No one has their pulse on the atmosphere of the home like mothers do. And they're aware of every situation going on in the house. Now, I'm not sometimes. Matter of fact, I find things out that Tanya knew for a long time before me. I'm like, what's up? Why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't think you needed to know. Well, I need to know. How many of y'all ever have to deal with that? I mean, come on, am I the only one? But it's because, you know why? They're out to protect their children. They're out to protect their home. They're out to protect. It's a totally unselfish act. Anytime a mother does something like that, they never are considering how it affects them. They're always considering what they need to do for others, for their children. I'm telling you, when Tanya went to the emergency room and spent all night on a Saturday night knowing we had church. I'm like, Tanya, we have church. She said, what do you want me to do? She's always there for those kids. It doesn't matter how old the children are. We got children that are adults need to be out of my house, still living in my house. And it's her fault. I was ready for him to go at 13. Thirteen's a good age to be out on your own. That's how daddies feel, right? Mamas are totally opposite. Well, let's just give them to 35. Tanya, he's grown, he's married, he's got 7 kids, he's in our house. 1 more year. Lord, help me, Jesus. Y'all stretch your hands toward me right now. I'm having a little anxiety as I preach. They love unconditionally. They go further. They stay longer. They give more. There's nothing that they won't do. Come on, how many of y'all know that? Number 3, they give sacrificially. That word give, And you see, for God so loved the world that he gave, it means to go beyond what's expected. That's all out given. Jesus, when he came, he gave everything. That's a reflection of a commitment. The way you give to something is a reflection of your heart commitment to it. Moms give unconditionally. Dads give stingily. I'll give, but I don't want to give. Right? Is that how we feel? Yeah, I want to. Well, that's mine. That's how we think. We're still in that mode, two-year-old mode of mine. Brother Bruce didn't like that. Are you, Brother Bruce? He's a giver. Matthew 5, Jesus spoke about giving sacrificially. He said, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, go with them two. If they ask for your coat, give them your cloak also. Doesn't that reflect a mother? Have you ever seen a mother, when it's cold outside, dress her child? Come here, let me dress you. Wait. Let me put this on you. Wait a minute. Wait, don't. They go to walk out. Well, hold up a minute. Make sure. Wait, put the hat on. Your mom dress you like that? I bet that was so cute. Lord almost got me. I almost tripped and fell off. I'm sorry, Landia. Go beyond, above and beyond what's expected. And the fourth thing that I know about mothers, they really reflect the heart of God because they're passionate about their children and they pray emphatically. Mothers know how to pray. James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person has much power. It says availeth much. But you know, in another version, it says, has much power with God. Moms know how to pray, especially concerning those that, their husbands and their children especially. And that heart of covering them both physically and spiritually is the heart of God. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to close with this. Never mind, you don't have to stand up. Just stay seated. I'm just seeing how good you obey. Ezra Taft Benson said this. He said, how vital are a mother's influence and teaching in the home? Let them get up here and I'm going to say it again. How vital are the mother's influence and teaching in the home, and how a parent, when it's neglected, how vital are a mother's influence and teaching in the home, and how apparent when it's neglected? You know what? When you walk into a home that, how many of y'all ever walked in a home where it's chaotic? That's reflective of a mother. Now, I know some of y'all have crazy, y'all are in a time in your life where the kids are crazy and things are crazy. That's all right. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about you just walk in and you sense something's out of order. But how many of y'all ever walked in a home where you just walk in and you say, you know what? There's peace in this house. You know where that comes from? I'll tell you, there's two things where that comes from. Number one, it's a godly relationship between a godly man and a godly woman. And number two, it's a mother who takes care of the affairs of a home. And you just sense, you know what? You ever been in a place like that? You sit there and you say, you know what? I could just probably just sit here and enjoy this atmosphere. Because they have their home in order. Can I just tell you, ladies, mothers in the house, can I commend you and tell you, well done. Keep up the good work. Not everybody sees. Not everybody knows. God does. I believe if the Lord was here, and he is here, but if he were standing where I was standing today, he'd say, keep up the good work. I want to commend you for what you've done, what you're doing, and to keep on, keep on, keep on. Amen. Let's bow our heads today. You know, as we think about the sacrifice of a mother, may we relate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That Jesus came, He lived a sinless life. And he sacrificed. He came to be a sacrifice, to give himself. The Bible says as a ransom, he paid the price for the world. Is there anyone here to say, Pastor, I need to make a decision today to accept the sacrifice of Jesus? Can I just preface that by saying, it doesn't matter if you've been in church all your life. What matters is that you make a decision and a commitment to Jesus Christ. Is there anyone that would raise their hand and say, I'm ready for that right now? Anyone? Second thing I want to do is I want to pray a prayer of blessing over mothers. And I know as I preach this message, some of y'all have lost your mothers recently. Some of us in here have even lost children. I want to pray grace over you today. And I want to pray blessing over you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for mothers. Thank you for godly heritage. As Paul spoke to Timothy, he said, I'm reminded of the faith that was in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. That's also now in you. Father, I thank you for women that are in here, mothers that are in here, that are exemplifying and working, they're doing their best. I pray the grace of God over them today. And I pray the blessing of the Father over them today. That, Lord God, as fatigue sets in and things begin to happen, and Lord, we begin to get overwhelmed by circumstances of life, I pray right now that the grace, the great grace of God, the ability that goes beyond our ability, kicks in. And that, Lord, you would anoint them even greater as they've been faithful in what you've called them to do. I pray, Lord God, right now that from this day forward, Lord, they're going to walk on anointed places. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours.
I'll send you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as the grave.